With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate is debating funding for Homeland Security. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's astounded that GOP leaders are calling the Democrat proposals political or unworkable.
It's about people's basic rights. It's about people's safety. If Republicans don't like our proposals, pouting is not going to make the chaos in the streets go away. The Republicans need to explain why to the American people.
Well, Majority Leader John Thune says most of the Democrats' demands over Homeland Security funding are very unrealistic and unserious.
Now, the onus is on Democrats to negotiate in good faith and reach an agreement quickly. Notice I said negotiate, Mr. President. This is not a blank check situation where Republicans just to agree to a list of Democrat demands.
U.S. and Russian talks in Abu Dhabi have led to a resumption of military communications between the two countries.
The agreement emerged from a meeting between senior Russian and American military officials in the capital of the United Arab Emirates, according to the U.S. military in Europe. High-level military communication was suspended in 2021 as relations between Moscow and Washington became increasingly strained ahead of the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Meanwhile, talks in Abu Dhabi between American, Russian, and Ukrainian officials on ending the war entered a second day. I'm Karen Shamas.
An Arizona Department of Public Safety helicopter responding to a shootout between police and a suspect has crashed in an accident that killed the pilot and the trooper on board. The helicopter was assisting law enforcement officers Wednesday night. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 592 points. This is SRN News. A big change at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says faith-based addiction recovery programs will now be able to get federal grants. Of drug addiction, Kennedy says, quote, it's a physical disease, it's a mental disease, it's an emotional disease, but above all, it's a spiritual disease, and faith-based organizations play a critical role. Christian homeless shelters often provide addiction recovery services, and they too will be able to seek federal funding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has announced two more arrests following an anti-government protest in a Minnesota church last month, bringing the number of people arrested to nine. In a social media post, Bondi named the latest two arrestees as Ian Austin and Jerome Richardson. A grand jury in Minnesota has indicted all nine on federal civil rights charges of conspiracy. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits jumped last week.
Applications for jobless aid rose 22,000, hitting 231,000 from the previous week. It is significantly more than the 211,000 new applications that analysts had been expecting, but applications remain in the same historically low range of recent years. Rich Thomason, Washington.
OpenAI and Anthropic, the startups behind ChatGPT and Claude, are gearing up for a major showdown. The rivalry all began when OpenAI leaders left to form Anthropic back in 2021. Now, both need to prove that they can turn a profit. They also face growing competition from Google, Amazon, and Microsoft. Tech losses took a toll on Wall Street today. The S&P 500 fell 1.2% for its sixth loss in the past 7 days. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.